where the mission really went to hell was, it wasn't fit weather to fly that day. They said there was a lot of overcast over Germany before we were, when we were briefed. And this is how it all started. They didn't have their ground markings. And that's where the confusion was. They just looked through a little hole here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And we never, ever should have flown that day.
Too bad, huh? A lot of rooms are down.
They never hit Castle, the other bomb groups. They went back the next day and bombed Castle.
No, but
you knew
they
that,
did,
didn't you?
They did hit Castle.
They didn't do any damage.
I thought that the reason they went back the next day was for morale, you know, for purposes of morale to show that.
I understand that the mission wasn't very successful. Now, I may be wrong there. I don't know where I got that.
No, what was not successful is the secondary target.
Well, I know that, I think they went back the next day. I don't think
they did go back the next day.
I think it was to do what they didn't do the first day.
Oh, it could be.
Oh, I think that's what it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. They wanted to get that Henschel plant knocked out.
Hmm.
You know, they said after the mission and the capture dining hall was so empty, and Jimmy Stewart had to talk to all of them and tell them, you know, to get over this. And they said they had all this food prepared for meals and nobody came back. And very few people made it back. It would have been sad.
Did you have any contact with Jimmy Stewart?
Almost when we went over to England in 1990, he was supposed to be there. He was getting pretty old and his health prevented him. But we were hoping we'd meet him then. I've got his book, you know, the book, that's a beautiful book that they wrote about him.
Yeah.
Just his military life, not about Hollywood. Beautiful book. Yeah, he was always a favorite of mine. I guess he used to come to the enlisted men's barracks and talk to them a lot. He was really a down-to-earth guy. He flew between the two groups. He was with our group, and then he went to the 389th or one other one. I think he flew about 20 missions altogether.
I believe he did,
like that.
And he didn't pick easy ones.
No. And he was usually the lead, you know, the lead plane.
Interesting. We're glad it's all over, though.
Yes.
And survived and all.
Yeah, we went to the reunions. We had the 445th group, and we talked to a lot of guys that were there when he was there, and how they knew him.
Mm-hmm.
They stole some beer and they stole some coal or something, and he got them out of it somehow. I guess in the winter time here, they stole coal
to keep warm
to put in the potbelly stoves.
Sure.